Good morning. Make yourselves comfortable. Have some tea. Last week, I was telling everyone that I like to listen to Audible books when I'm exercising, doing things around the house. And I have another Zen story this morning from 101 Zen Stories that I'd like to play for you.
The subjugation of a ghost. A young wife fell sick and was about to die. "I love you so much," she told her husband. "I do not want to leave you. Do not go from me to any other woman. If you do, I will return as a ghost and cause you endless trouble." Soon the wife passed away. The husband respected her last wish for the first 3 months, but then he met another woman and fell in love with her. They became engaged to be married. Immediately after the engagement, a ghost appeared every night to the man, blaming him for not keeping his promise. The ghost was clever, too. She told him exactly what had transpired between himself and his new sweetheart. Whenever he gave his fiancée a present, the ghost would describe it in detail. She would even repeat conversations, and it so annoyed the man that he could not sleep. Someone advised him to take his problem to a Zen master who lived close to the village. At length, in despair, the poor man went to him for help. "Your former wife became a ghost and knows everything you do," commented the master. "Whatever you do or say, whatever you give your beloved, she knows. She must be a very wise ghost. Really, you should admire such a ghost. The next time she appears, bargain with her. Tell her that she knows so much you can hide nothing from her, and that if she will answer you one question, you promise to break your engagement and remain single." "What is the question I must ask her?" inquired the man. The master replied, "Take a large handful of soybeans and ask her exactly how many beans you hold in your hand. If she cannot tell you, you will know she is only a figment of your imagination and will trouble you no longer." The next night, when the ghost appeared, the man flattered her and told her that she knew everything. "Indeed," replied the ghost, "and I know that you went to see that Zen master today." "And since you know so much," demanded the man, "tell me how many beans I hold in this hand." There was no longer any ghost to answer the question.
So, did the ghosts teach him by appearing or by disappearing?
Both.
And what about the handful of soybeans? Already you hear, already you see. So Zen is not about running away from your deluded views. It's about understanding them and letting them go. So when we sit and we count our breath, or we watch our breath, are we counting soybeans? Thoughts come and go. Our deluded views come and go. And once we know them and we respect them and we understand that this is all coming from our mind, then they no longer disturb us, even though we've embraced them. So in Zen, we don't run away from anything. We embrace everything because there isn't anything else. Lots of times I'll wear 101 beads around my neck, or you'll see me wear them around my wrist. What do these beads do for me? Same thing as that handful of soybeans. It just reminds me that the ghost doesn't exist. Good story, huh? You know, so often these stories are sort of esoteric and kind of way out there in the realm of, you know, Buddhist ideologies. But this is dealing with life and death and right here, right now, desire, nature, all of it, you see? It's perfect. When I first heard it, I laughed really loud. It was so funny. So I'm really glad to see everybody today. Annie there. I haven't seen her in, gosh, maybe 20 years. Has it been that long?
10
to 15. 10 to 15, yeah. Really wonderful that you came today. Hope to see more of you. Any questions or thoughts about anything or played for you?
So when you're at a crossroads in your life, right, you have choices that have to be made. How do you know which way to go without making something of it, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so the problem for most of us is that we are going to see, hear, think, feel what we want to think, feel, even though we may say we don't want it. In other words, our suffering is our attachment. We're attached to it. So our karma repeats itself and continues because we constantly create it again and again and again with this belief system that we have. So we talk about con artists. Who's the con artist? Actually, just carry around a little handful of soybeans. Right? You're going to see what you want to see. Question it. What is this? What is this? Really, what is this? You know, even when we avoid something we don't want or don't like, it's still an attachment, you see. It's still grasping. It's just the opposite. I can't answer it for you, of course, you know that. But it was a good question. So I hope you find the answer. The other thing about it, I'll just say, is that crossroads are just crossroads. There's always going to be one. It's not right or wrong, actually. It's always what you do with what you have that matters. Not what you're presented with, it's what you do with it. One of the things we talk about is Zen sickness. Zen sickness is when we, for example, I'll say, oh, that leaf blower out there, that sure disturbed my meditation. Damn, now I couldn't, you know, be at peace. Instead, I had to listen to that idiot out there blowing those leaves, right? Was that a ghost or not? So last week I said something about the cicadas. I said, ah, the cicadas, they make my meditation feel like I'm all part of nature. This morning I said, ah, the leaf blower stopped. Now I can feel like I'm part of nature again. So that handful of soybeans, you see, this is the reality that we're dealing with. It's not anything else. You know, cars are going by. This guy is blue. He's wearing a bluish gray t-shirt today and is drinking a cup of tea. This is what's happening right now.
I like the concept of the crossroads. There's a new direction being formed every moment, you know. And I think that one of the freeing things about being at a crossroads where we put pressure on ourselves for what to do, what we believe we're responsible for, and you know, all the plates that we spin. Really, it's you know, all we can do is run the experiment. And I think that this falls back on my faith argument in relation to, like,
yeah,
you know, like various forms of religion versus Zen, or there's an approach to something like that. I feel like even just being in a moment is a kind of a form of faith, of allowing things to be what they are,
yes,
without saying what it should be or trying to control it. That in itself is our challenge. And when, you know, like you say, when it comes to whether or not we're actually making a decision at a crossroads, it's, we're always there at the crossroads.
That's a good point.
And the value we attach to what we think it should be makes the crossroads bigger.
Yeah. Trusting oneself, having faith. I'm reminded of the 10 Oxfording pictures, right? Sort of describing the path of Zen. You know, the, you see the footprints and you're like, there's something here, you know, I've got to follow it. And then I think about, I think it's number 7 or something, where he's sitting on top of the ox playing the flute. You know, just happy as could be. So the ox, of course, is his own mind. And then there's the point where you forget the ox. There's no more ox. And there's no more flute or playing the flute. No decisions to be made at that point. It's just, that's ultimate faith. That's like wisdom mind. That's paramita, the perfection of wisdom. At some point, we'll get it. And you have to have faith in that. This poor man and his new wife, he couldn't have that experience if he didn't have the ghost. The ghost was his own mind. But once he realized that, no judgment. It's just, okay, now I see. And you can't see until after the crossroads has already happened, because there's nothing to see otherwise. That's why I like to say, you know, Zen is about intimacy, ultimate intimacy with life. Can't be more intimate than that. Tell me about what's happening with you these days. Where are you? Are you staying here?
Well, I went through a lot of crossroads this morning, and I got to show up at a lot of crossroads and make decisions and take all the red lights that I got on the way through. That was pretty good. And I was just thinking of the crossroads. I was thinking of sitting here. I'm thinking of the big ones. But I'm also thinking of the ones where I'm sitting here. And then all of a sudden I find myself, and then I'm at a crossroads. I continue to go, whatever this is. And it's like, no. And then come back. Let that go.
Yeah.
And doing that. I'm massaging people, St. Augustine, Florida.
Okay.
Just went on a Zen retreat out in Crestone, Colorado. And that was fabulous. Sometimes it takes a village for me. came back and I'm sitting at home, just sitting, and everything's great. And it went from, because we would do 55 minutes and then walk and then another 55. Mm-hmm. So everything's great. And then all of a sudden, dwindles. So we're the cushion. I walk by the cushion.
I'm familiar with that experience.
So now I'm back here sitting on this cushion. Yeah. But it's one day at a time.
All right, I hear you. Perfect. Thank you. So I think that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. Yeah.